ט"ו בשבט יהיה? ט"ו בשבט זה על Thursday. כן? We don't say, you can't fast on ט"ו בשבט. And we don't do נפילה כפיים on ט"ו בשבט. We learn in memory and in honor. We don't learn in honor and memory.
I'm not on Ben Arter.
Arter.
It's an important thing then. Le'iru nishmat. Different thing.
Yes.
The guy had to memorize and stuff, I don't know. Memorials and
stuff. Like the one being buried now tomorrow, seeing the present today.
Yeah? So we don't say tachanun either in ט"ו בשבט. And you don't say tachanun, all these things that you don't say tachanun those days, you don't say tachanun the milcha before the midah. So on Wednesday afternoon, you won't say tachanun. And also on Thursday, you won't say tachanun. So it's short davening in the morning. No, we'll go home and I'll be giving me dot. But yeah, there's no special davening for ט"ו בשבט.
There's also in the evening in Shema Kalino, you don't do the mini tachanun in Shema Kalino.
Which midah? Oh, people will say, yeah. Question is, if you don't say that either, if two bishvat falls on Shabbos, like it was last year, you don't say Tzitkascha and Mincha. But this year it's not a good one. Yeah. יש הנוהגים לאכול בט"ו בשבט ישיבת המינים שהשתבחה בהם ארץ ישראל. There are those which have a minhag to eat on ט"ו בשבט from the seven species of ארץ ישראל. כן? All the seven, כל השבע. Not only stuff from the tree, also stuff not from the tree. Yeah, also stuff not from the tree.
Wheat.
Yeah, like
mezonot. Barley.
Mezonot and stuff like that. Okay. יש הנוהגים לאכול ט"ו בשבט אתרוג, במיוחד אתרוג במעמד המיני שבאכול עליו בסימן. סתם מנהג. תגיד אתרוג, especially in Esrog, that was less than on Chag Sukkot. By the way, you can eat Esrog raw. It tastes pretty good. But people usually cook it with a lot of sugar. It also tastes good.
The other thing you do is make it into what's it called? It's a cake. It's
what?
It's you can make it into a cake.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Fruit cake.
Yeah, but then you're not eating necessarily. You can't make a bracha on it. Make a
mezonah.
Yeah. יש הנוהגים להתפלל בט"ו בשבט על אתרוג נאה לארבעת המינים בשנה הבאה. גם כשאתה בשבט בשבט ובנצור, אין בזה בשבט צריכים בשבת. Yeah, and Rabbein also, Rabbi Nathan is down there. To daven for the Esrog and ט"ו בשבט. To daven for Etrog, good Etrog and ט"ו בשבט.
ט"ו בשבט is significant, it's the new year for the trees.
Yes, yes, that's the Mishnah says, Machloket, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai say, it's the first of Shvat. And Bet Hillel say, it's the 15th of Shvat, and we pass on the Bet Hillel. Therefore, 15th of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah La'ilanot. Yeah, if someone has trees, you get down for his trees, and then it's Rosh Hashanah. His trees. Yep.
Some people have been hard to find little notes for prayer on the trees. It turns out it's not from us. It's best not to do that.
Ah, really? It's not from the Christians and stuff?
From the team.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't worship the trees.
Comes from his words.
There is a minhag again, which a lot of people do, to eat fruit that were grown out of Israel. Meaning all these figs that we don't eat anyways, but let's say a lot of the dried fruit, they don't come from what's the say before, they come from Turkey
or China
exactly.
Yeah,
it's an Indian to eat fruit. All the citric here is from here, right? Avocados are from here, it's papaya, it's a lot of fruit are from what's the say, apples are from what's the say.
The green ones, I think, they grow here. The green ones, yellow. Look at the sticker. It says Galila or Bereshit.
Bereshit, that's right?
Yeah, Bereshit is in the Quran.
And Bereshit is the Badat, always.
Anyways,
yeah, there's an Indian to learn when you eat the fruit, the halachas of mitzvot of Atleret Ba'aretz, for example, to learn the halachas of Maaser, halachas of Orla, if you don't have
Kilayim.
Yeah, Kilayim, all the other stuff, Shemitah, Atleret Ba'aretz. What else? There's there. If you can't find fruit, that from out of Israel. So you can eat fruit from Chutzlar, it's not an Avera. Because it's a Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot. Can?
There's something.
A few things you have to be very careful when you eat fruit. Ola, Maaser, and the hardest issue apparently is bugs.
Ravai, not just
bugs. Ravai, yeah. And bugs. So if you buy good hechsher, so already you don't have a problem with the shvid, then you don't have a problem with the ola, right? But when you with the bugs, no one can help you with that.
No, what was this trouble with the ola?
Okay, now what was that trouble? Yeah, and you had a good hechsher. Okay.
For the recording, do you want to define what a good hechsher is, or who is a good hechsher?
As far as the ola, there are very few that that do pikuach on fruit orchards, and the only ones that the best is Ada. Think of Machpul and Reuben do not go checking the orchards. They don't have departments for that. So it's Aguda, if Agudat Yisrael and Ada are the only ones you need.
Agudat Yisrael will check. I spoke to Moshe.
Going to the Korea that can you really depend on Agudat Yisrael and Eda Chalevi as far as whether fruit is Orla or Revai or not. Rabbanut, too many, they don't have enough people, but the others don't feel it.
Shira, what can I say to him? He says all the way to Shira, right? Shira, and Seder Tu Bishvat, yeah, people do a Seder Tu Bishvat. What's the Seder? Like you have a Seder Lela Seder? Seder Tu Bishvat, Seder Pesach, Seder Tu Bishvat. It's a minhag. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. Go to Seder. But it's nice minhag. Nice. We're happy, we think Hashem, we have Eretz Yisrael, we have food. Yeah? You sit around the table with the family, the Akkur, and you have to start. There's an order of things to. First of all, you have to know the order of the brachot. Right? So we have Shivat Aminim. We can't start with bread. Why not? Because if you start with bread, you could start with bread, the Maaser, but. Then there's a problem afterwards with other things. That to consider part of the meal, not part of the meal. Better not to start with bread. To start with mezonot. Yeah? You can have stuff which are made out of wheat. Yeah. To make mezonot amen. Yeah. And certain, here he brings down all kinds of stuff, nice things about each fruit. You can download it from his website.
JerusalemCast.com.
Yeah, really interesting things. Like chita, so he brings the whole thing. Yishalu Israel were compared to wheat. Like it is in the pasuk, bitnecha remat chitim. Your stomach is like a pile of wheat. Why not? Arimot shvitz turbalim. How do you say it's turbalim? Fine. Turbal grows on the pine tree.
Pine nuts.
Yeah, but the
pine
whole
cone.
Thing.
Pine cones.
Pine cones.
Right. Yeah. Pine cones, much nicer. The pilpelim, whatever. So other things are beautiful. Why wheat? Why is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim say that the stomach of Am Yisrael kivyachol is like a pile of wheat? What's the big thing of wheat? The same way the world, a person can live without pilpelim. We can live without pine cones, right? But the world can be without chitim. Same way the world can be without bread. So also the world can be without Am Yisrael. That's why the Am Yisrael nibshelu echita. Right, so you say nice things that have to do with chita, and then you make a bracha. Well, You want to hear a story? I have stories here. You got nice things here for us. Shkoyah, Shkoyah, Yaakov. I didn't know where I'm going to get things here.
I'm sorry everything's not stapled together.
No, it's said that. I'm doing it one by one. בחגיגת מטעים בעוד השעון, there was a party in מטעים, where they plant trees.
Orchards,
whatever. And Rav Kook, it was in הוד השעון, Rav Kook, 100 years ago, yeah?
Or more.
He was given the kavod to plant one tree. Okay? Yeah, so when he went to go put it on, he was so excited to go plant it. He was so excited, the tears coming out of his eyes, and his face was like fire. And when they gave him the hoe, he said, no, I don't want this. He went down on his knees and he dug with his own hands. He wanted to dig down the mother's sled. So one of his people close to him asked him, why are you so excited? Well, it's important, I know, but he says, when you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, a tree of fruit in Eretz Yisrael, that's some doing something. It's cleaving the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he does. First, Mata, the second Mata Aretz Tchila. First thing, you put the trees, you put everything. So it's very important that we also put the trees first. So, then we have Seorim. Yeah? So Seorim, barley, you either have something made out of barley. Right? If it's a mush, the bracha will be mezonot. You don't have to make a bracha anymore. And if it's, you can also have beer, which doesn't matter, barley, but you make shakol on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you want to make out of barley. And
you cook up barley seeds yourself.
Yeah, like I said. The adama, or if it's not cooked barley, and you can see it's whole kernels, make adama on them. If you eat them raw, you also make shakol.
What did you see?
Did you see the barley? And then it says in the Gemara Brachos, someone who sees barley in his dream, Seorim, you say barley, right? So Saru Avonotav. If you see barley in a dream, your sins are removed. Seora, which is Saru. Shenemar, it says, Sar Avonecha, Vachachat Rufar. Amar Rabbi Zera, Lo Alitim, Babel Yisrael, Ad Shari Yisorim Vachalom. Rabbi Zera, he said, I didn't make Aliyah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael until I saw barley in my dream, and I said I had no sin, then I was able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say a few things about from the Midrash Chazal. Yeah. What afterwards? What's after Chita Seorah? In the order of Shivat Aminim? Zeitim. Zeitim olives are the closest afterwards to Eretz. Besides Chita Seorah? Zeitim. Zeitim? Yeah. Am Yisrael was also compared to Zayit. To Zeitim. Why are they compared to Zayit? It says in Yalkut Shimoni, Nirmiyahu. מה זית אין עליו נושרים, לא במות החמה, לא בגשמים, אבל בישראל הם בתאים עמיד לו, ולעמוד זה ולעמוד, ב-same way, an olive tree, the leaves stay all the time, in the winter, in the summer, right? All the time. Also, עם ישראל, they will stay all the time, in this world and in the next world.
Eternal,
yeah. Take a זית.
Also.
מארץ ישראל. Take a זית מארץ ישראל. Don't buy those glass cans that are from, I don't know where. Buy a זית מארץ ישראל. And make a bracha on that, boi preetz, and you should have in mind also the rest of the boi preetz that you have on the table.
Also, olive oil floats on top.
Not only olive oil, any oil.
So you can try mix it with water, doesn't stick.
Right. So, yeah, I'm explaining this. I want to hear another story. I read you this story last year, I remember.
Also, what olives have to go through to get the oil out, that's what Jews go through the generations.
You heard that? Okay. The story from Mordechai Eliyahu, I read this last year. That Mordechai Eliyahu, when he was in France, he spoke about Eretz Yisrael, the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is the best place and everything. And during the meal, they gave him zeitim, very nice big zeitim. So one of the people told the Amad Chaliyahu, Aram, taste the zaitim, because they, you know, also here we have good zaitim. You don't have to go to the Eretz Yisrael. Also here we have good olives.
Oh, it's the wrong person to say that too.
So, and the olives looked very nice, but the Rav didn't taste them. He said, if you're using these olives in order to diminish the kavod of Eretz Yisrael, I don't want to eat such a thing. So when the Rav, when he saw that everyone else eating it, it says really good, really good. So he took the box, wanted to send it. Kibbutz Yavne. It was Alice from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. He told the guy, you see, come down to Eretz Yisrael, we have good stuff here.
I tell you, my son, I'm wondering if this book did tonight.
Yeah.
He said that his father remembers back in Europe, when the Tumish Rav went here, the Rav got a fruit, like one apple or something, from Eretz Yisrael. And the whole town came in, and they like cut it up into like kind of like singing songs. Give everyone like a tiny
for
little,
what
up? For like one little piece to give out to the whole.
That's how they appreciated it. Yeah. After you eat, what's after zaytim? What do you eat?
Tamari.
Tamari, very good. Dates. You can either eat either raw dates, but now they're not really in the season. They're more in Elul, in Tishrei. Or the dry dates that we're used to them. So the dates, you don't make a bracha because you made already both karetz and the zeitim. If you didn't have zeitim, you don't do that date, so make the bracha on the date. Now, also, Am Yisrael will compare it to Tamar. Why would they compare it to Tamar? To a date. Let's see what the Medrash says here. מדרש רבה בראשיס מה תמרה זו עם הפסולת אלא תמרים לאכילה תביא הלל חליות הסיכוך same way this tamar tree there's no everything in the tree has use for
has what?
Use the fruit for eating the stuff for lulav there's lulav and the branches used for schach right? Also Am Yisrael have no deficiencies, everything is used, they're all very important. There's Baalei Mikra, Baalei Mishnah, Baalei Agadah, Baalei Mitzvot, Baalei Tzedakot. For all Am Yisrael together, everyone has what to do in the world, everyone has a job in the world. That's Am Yisrael, like Am Yisrael, like the Tamar. Yeah. Afterwards, what's the next one?
Rimonim.
Huh?
Rimonim.
No, before Rimonim, it's Geffen. הבעיה בגפן שאין עכשיו תמרים, אין עכשיו כמעט בשום מקום. There's hardly anywhere, I don't think there is, at least half a minute to sell. Grapes. They don't have to eat after grapes. Probably imported. I don't know where they got it. My wife told me she saw crazy stuff, crazy price, yeah. Probably should get a kilo. You buy a little thing and you pay 40 shekels. One box. Yeah, it's expensive now, it's not the season. Right? So Geffen. Yeah. So but you could also eat raisins. Now, raisins. Raisins. If you buy the, I spoke about this a lot of time. We speak about this. The with the red box in Florida. What is it called?
Sun made.
Yeah. So you don't have to check them. Because cut the key. But they're not from Israel, that's the minus.
Because of all the spray, that's why
you're interested? First of all, Yaakov told us they're all full of spray and they're dried in a very, very hot climate, which the bugs, not even the bugs don't go there. Right? That's what he told us.
San Joaquin Valley and the Near Death Valley, also where they grow them through irrigation. It's very, very hot and all the pesticides and
But you could also, we'll learn, if you buy, by the way, the white ones, the white, they look white, yellowish, there is no bugs in them. You know why? Why are there no bugs there? Because you know why they become white? There's no such thing as white grapes, or yellow grapes, no such thing. It doesn't exist in the world. Well, people, they make it white.
The green, the this tops and seedless.
Huh?
Tops and seedless is a green grape.
Yeah, beseda, but once you dry it, it's not green anymore. How does it become light color? It's something called chumtza gofrit. I don't remember I said that in English. I saw it yesterday.
Sulfites
called?
Yeah.
Okay. They pour it on it, and the bugs don't like it either.
Sulfites.
Disulfites. It's lethal.
Yeah, the bugs don't like it either. Therefore, there's no bugs in it, so enjoy. But if you don't want to eat that, also the mishmish, the apricot, which is dried and like yellow, like oranges, like orange.
That has sulfites in it too.
Yeah, because otherwise they won't be yellow. I saw how it looks when they dry it, real way. It's brown. But anyways.
It's a very nasty form of death.
Anyways, I want to say that the raisins, there is a word of check raisins, and we'll talk about it afterwards, not today. Geffen, Amar Avishim and Lakish, Humazok Geffen Yibshela. This nation, Am Yisrael, is compared to a Geffen. Now, Zmorot Sheba, Shinu Leperot Matim, Elu Baalei Batim. If the parts which have only a little bit of fruit, it's like a balebatim, if they have mitzvahs. Eshkolot sheba, the clusters themselves, if there's a lot of fruit on them, it's like Tamid Chacham, which have a lot of Torah in them. Alim sheba, Elo Am HaRatzot, right? The leaves, it's like the Am HaRatzot, not talking about Am HaRatz, like that form. Like people, the simple people who go to the shul and they do the mitzvahs and they do the tzedakah. Knokonot sheba elu rikanim sheb'Yisrael. I don't know what knokonot are, but it's part of the fruit there, of the tree. But it's compared to Am Yisrael, to certain people in Am Yisrael which don't have no Torah, no Matzim Tovim, but they're still part of Am Yisrael. The kulam begefen achat. All these type of people are in one vine. Yeah. Matam yivakshu ha'eshkolot achamim al ha'alim shimale ha'alim en ha'eshkolot mikanim. Because the clusters should ask mercy for the leaves, because without the leaves, the clusters will not be right. So therefore, the tamechol after adam for other people which are not sitting and learning and working all day, whatever they have to do. So the tamechol after adam for them. Anyways, we eat that also. We can eat that, and then we have also teina.
Figs.
Figs, dried, and or now they don't have any bichlal. No, you won't find fresh figs. Only dried figs. Dried figs, you could check if you know how. I don't know how. Even Rabohal, when he remember last year, he showed you, and he told me there's three over here. Find them, and I found two. I didn't even find the third one. I don't know how, I don't know exactly what it is. But still, if a person wants to eat figs, so first of all, most of the dried figs are not familiar with Israel, but you can still eat them if you want. You can also, how do you eat them if you don't eat bugs? Just remove the inside. Just for the mitzvah of it, remove the inside. Take the knife, clear with a spoon. Clean out and see that the piece that you eat, a little piece, the piece that you're eating, that you can look very well and you see there's nothing there. A little piece, like, and then you can also eat teina. The Torah is like a teina. Torah is compared to a teina, to a fig. The Torah is compared to a fig. Why? Shorob ha'ilanot ha'zayit ha'gefen ha'smat ha'arikat ke'echad. And then I get it, mat. All the trees, or most of the trees, the olive tree, the grape vines, the dates, they're all picked at once. The fruit are ripened and you pick them all in one season, in one time. But the fig, like we learned in the Gemara, and Shabbos also says, a fig you pick come today, you have a few ready. Come the next day, a few more ready. Come the next day, a few more ready. Not at once. Kacha Torah, yom lomed ba'at, u'machar habeh, yishanah mitlamed u'shanah v'l'v'shtayim. Also the Torah, you come today, you learn a little bit. You come tomorrow, you learn a little bit more. You come the next day, you learn a little bit more. Until in a few years, you'll know. The end of the season.
Somebody would take figs, and put them in the freezer, and leave them in the freezer for a year. Then after a year, it would be okay. They could eat them.
According to Rav Yashiv, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, what the bugs did he get?
Of course, the bidet. You can't even eat a dead bug.
You still have to check them.
No. Why not?
Fresh?
Yeah. What?
The yellow.
Dates. He's talking about figs.
Fig. Fig.
Fig. Fig.
Why does he say you could?
Huh? Hmm?
Why does he say you couldn't eat them?
Because after a year, it's whatever's there, it's considered dust. You can take anything and vacuum pack it, or close it, not even vacuum, but close it really tight. That nothing can go in, no air. Put it in two plastic bags, three plastic bags, tie it really tight for 12 months, and then you have to check it for that. As long as no bugs and anything go in, anymore, no air, they couldn't multiply in there. The freezer, some person said it's not good enough. Yeah. But that should prove it.
Actually, from personal experience, I survived the Northridge earthquake. We were shut down from January 94 to October 94, and the only
shut thing, down?
Shut down, fully shut down. I had just completely stocked everything. My freezer was completely full and with cardboard boxes full of everything. When we pulled it out, the only thing that was there was the cardboard had completely disintegrated and there was nothing inside at all.
There was nothing.
Everything had been just totally disintegrated because there was no power for a year.
There was no what?
Power.
No power for a year.
No power for the year.
No electricity.
No electricity. So everything defrosted within 2 days.
Food.
Right. All the food.
Disintegrated
within the 10 months.
Okay. The next thing is limonim. Limonim they still have today in the market a lot. Not expensive at all. It wasn't a few shekels a kilo. Because they keep a long time in the fridge. Limonim. Yeah? Limonim. It says the netzo limonim. It says shir shirim. The limonim has the bloom. Right? These are the tinokot. Shashvim asimot Torah. They sit in the Torah and they rose. And it looks like the rows of the, when you open a limon, you see rows of the garinim. Mm-hmm. Like that, people sitting in the Torah, like in rows. So.
You have 613.
That's what they say, I never counted.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean like to eat boxing? You know boxing now?
Carobs.
Carobs. But the problem is carobs. Very much nagua. Very much. And I have to know how to check them if you want to do that. There's a story. פעם אחת היה מהלך בדרך וראה אדם אחד שהוא נותח לו. Once this חוני המאגד. It's really more Sanhedrin. He walked on the way and he saw a person putting down a charub, planting a carrot tree. אמר לו, זה לכמה שנים טועם פירות. He told him, how many years will it take till it gives fruit? He told him, 70 years. So he asked him, כלום בריא לך שתהיה שירך ממנו? It's obvious for you that you'll live for 70 years and you'll eat the fruit. אמר לו, אני מצליתי עולם החרובים. שאין שם שנתו עובדה, לי ככה תן לבניי. When I was born to the world, I found already carobs here. So I'm planting here, and my kids will enjoy it, my grandchildren will enjoy the carob. אמר רבי אבא, אין לך מקץ נגולה מזה שנאמר ואתם מראי ישראל על פרחן תתנו לכם צחויה כשניתן ארץ ישראל פריה בעין יפה אז יקרא בקץ אין לך קץ נגולה יותר מזה נמצא לבנס של הפסוק ארץ ישראל will give a lot of fruit that the proof that the gula is very close Today, Eretz Yisrael gives a lot of fruit, a lot more than it gave 100 years ago. Or 200 years ago, not even anything, hardly even anything. Okay, there's a minhag to eat afterwards. Etrog. Okay, well, I'm going to go through the whole thing now? Nah. Let's see. Okay, one more page. Etrog. Yeah, the minhag to eat etrog. This is about etrog. מה היה הטוב לאן שיכולים ללא רחבה? אמר רבי אבא, אתרוג היה שנאמר, תראה אישה כי טוב העץ. Okay. Yeah, Adam, some, Rabbi Abba holds that the tree that Adam and Chava ate from was the etrog. It's a new shita. I never heard this shita. It's a mezra shava. Because the Gemara says three other ones. Mm-hmm. Either it was wheat, or it was grapes, or fig. Or fig, not apple, like the Christians draw.
Down for last word line.
Yeah, we said that. Yeah, okay. Shaked. There's a minhag to eat shkedim. Now you can buy shkedim from Eretz Yisrael, shkedim from Chutz Laaretz. So buy shkedim from Eretz Yisrael, and to eat also an apple.
Also minhag, that you divide the fruits by the type of peel they have.
Thicker.
Edible peel, a thin peel, thick peel, or a hard peel.
You eat the inside, eat the outside. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. If a rose tree, some people say it was a dead rose tree.
What?
Yes, they ate from a dead rose tree.
Rabbi Abba says, yeah.
And the punishment was that it would be difficult for her to give birth.
Right.
A lot of today is sukula for giving birth.
It's eating your etrog.
No, taking the seed of the etrog.
Or the kitzeh, the little pimple
land. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Bite off the etrog.
That's to have a child.
Yeah.
No, but when you're having trouble giving birth at the end,
the seed.
Sirim, to bring on sirim, you
really?
The seeds. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. How much money is. Yeah,
they cooling and then they, wow. According to the Kabbalah, it wasn't the physical tree anyhow. It was actually a branch of the tree of life. And they think what they neither that nor that were not physical, they just spiritual trees.
Anyways, good. We went through a little bit of Seder Tubishvat. A little bit, so tomorrow.
Is there any to read as many fruits as you can, or a certain number? You read Arizal, there's 15, and then there's a lot of good things, and you make a say a good strategy.
Is that a Rebbe?
There's really nice.
No, very nice.
Get that fruit. It's a good shot.
He does on Shabbos sometimes, but that's people make him into it, but he's not. He's not like that. Mm-hmm. So, Yofi. Tomorrow we'll get to see some more things. Now, Briti Shalom.